我们今天晚上要来看罗马书第五章。
This evening we're going to study the book of Romans, chapter 5.
第五章分成五段。
Chapter 5 has divided into five sections.
第一段是从一节到第五节。
The first section is from verse 1 to verse 5.
因信称义的果效。
The effects of being justified by faith.
这个果效第一节是第一小段，跟神相合。
The first part is to reconcile with God.
第二小段是二节上面那一句，进入恩典当中。
The second subsection is into this grace.
第二节下面那一小段，盼望神的荣耀。
The third subsection is in hope of the glory of God.
第四小段是三到五节，患难中有喜乐。
And the fourth subsection is rejoice in tribulation.
现在我们看第一节。
Now let's study verse 1.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们主耶稣基督得与神相合。这里看到我们是因信称义的。
We are justified by faith.
那因信称义的结果是什么？
Then what is the effect of being justified by faith?
借着主耶稣基督跟神相合。
And we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
神是圣洁的神。
God is holy.
有罪的人不能够跟神相合。
A sinner cannot reconcile or cannot have peace with God.
所以亚当犯了以后就被神赶出伊甸园。
So after Adam and Eve committed sin, they were cast out of the Garden of Eden.
他都跟神出现和睦。
So they cannot have peace with God.
活在地上没有依靠，没有平安。
They have no peace and no hope on earth.
我们因为受洗罪得赦被神称义。
After we were baptized and were justified by God,
我们就可以跟人相合。
So we can have peace with God.
跟人相合的效果是有依靠、有平安。
So the effect of that is we can rely on God and we will have peace and hope.
很多不信主人因为他的罪没有解决，跟人不和睦，所以他们就失去依靠、平安。
Many of the non-believers. Are not has their face, their sins cleansed, therefore they have no peace.
第二节说，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的恩典中。这里谈到，我们信了耶稣以后，可以进入现在所站这个恩典中。
Verse 2 says that through whom also we have access by faith into this grace.
信主就是得恩典的开始。
And to believe in God is the beginning to receive grace.
站在这恩典中是说信主以后我们天天活在神的恩典当中。
In which we stand means that after we believe in God, we are always in His face, His grace.
很多人信主以后得了好多恩典。
A lot of people, after being baptized, they receive a lot of blessings from God.
这恩典包括属肉的属灵各方面的祝福。
This grace can be physical and can be spiritual.
那第二节下面的句是我们可以盼望神的荣耀。
And the second portion of verse 2 is, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀，这个是属于未来的。
And this refers to our future hope.
因信称义，因信跟神和好，因信建立恩典当中，都现在可以得到很多的恩典。
Having been justified by faith means that now we can receive a lot of blessings and grace from the Lord.
盼望神的荣耀是属于将来要在天国得到的荣耀。
And we have the hope. We hope for the glory of God means that we are going to receive the eternal glory in His kingdom.
既然目前我们已经得这么多恩典，我们相信将来这个盼望一定会实现，得到神的荣耀。
Since we receive a lot of blessings from God on this earth, and we will also believe that we will have this eternal hope in the future.
我们每个人信主的动机都不一样。
We have different motivations to believe in God.
有的是因为活在世上没有依靠、没有平安来信主。
Some people are without hope while living on earth, so they come to believe in God.
有的因为心灵没有平安有很大的压力来信主。
Some people may have issues like depression, so they come to believe in God.
有的因为感觉人生虚空，为了 活得更充实来听道理。
Some people sense to the vanity of the world, so they come to believe in God.
有的人因为对宗教有兴趣，找了各种宗教、各种基督教派都不能满足，后来到我们教会来得到满足。
Some people try to seek all over different religions, and finally they find the truth in the True Jesus Church.
虽然我们每个人信的动机不一定一样，但我们有个终极目的是大家都一样的。
Although many of us have different purposes to believe in God, we all have the same hope, which is the eternal hope.
就是盼望将来得到神的荣耀。
As we just read, rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
第三节到第五节是患难中也有喜乐。
Verse 3 from verse 5 describes that we can still rejoice in tribulation.
第三节说，不但如此，这患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，患难中也是欢欢喜喜。
And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations.
一般不信主人一到患难就笑不出来。
A lot of non-believers, when they encounter tribulations, they couldn't even smile.
但我们信主人遇到患难还是可以喜乐。
But as a Christian believer, even in tribulations, we can still rejoice.
下面就提到了我们患难中有喜乐的几个理由。
These are the reasons that why we can still rejoice whilst in tribulations.
因为知道患难生忍耐。
Knowing that tribulation produces perseverance.
遇到患难如果不忍耐，就会被打倒。
If we do not endure, then we will be stricken. We'll be defeated.
坚强地活下去，需要忍耐才站得住。
In order to survive, we have to be able to stand first.
所以忍耐当中，我们会被训练学习忍耐的功夫。
So when going through the endurance, we will be trained, we will be refined.
第四节说，忍耐生老练。
And continuously we read a perseverant character.
很多事情刚做的时候很不习惯。
A lot of things when we go through during trouble, we feel very uncomfortable.
多做几以后就习惯，就变老练。
And so if we go through, if we repeatedly going through the same step, we will have character.
第一次遇到患难的时候，我们往往不懂怎么去处理。
So when we first encounter problems or tribulation, we do not know how to resolve it.
等到多经历几次患难以后，我们丰富的经验，我们就到了老练的。的地步可以应付了。
When we go through several, when we repeatedly go into several training, then we will know, we have the skill and the knowledge knowing how to resolve the problem.
老练可以生出盼望。
And character, hope.
这个盼望不是理论的盼望，是体验出的盼望。
This hope is not conceptual, it's the real hope.
过去几次的患难都没有被打倒。
When we go into several tribulations and are not defeated.
神最后都为我们开路。
Finally, the Lord will open a way for us.
所以我们就会生了盼望来。
Then we will have hope.
第五节说盼望不至于消除。
Verse 5, now hope does not disappoint.
因为盼望实现，所以就不消除。
Then we will not feel shame about it.
我们遇到患难的时候，亲戚朋友、邻居会来安慰我们。
When we encounter tribulation, friends and relatives may come to comfort us.
我们告诉他这个是暂时的，神为我们开路。
We tell them this is temporarily, and the Lord will open a way for us.
后来神真的为我们开路。
And the Lord indeed opens a way for us.
患难得到解决。
And the problems were resolved.
我们的见证没有落空。
And our testimony is not in vanity.
就有荣耀。
Then we will have glory.
假如盼望不能实现，就会感觉消除。
If a hope cannot be materialized, then we will have shame.
那因为这个盼望不是理论的盼望，而是体验出的盼望，有生命的盼望。
This hope is a living hope. It's not just a conceptual knowledge.
因为信心这么样的强烈，所以盼望一定不落空，就不会消除。
Of course, we will have this strong faith. Then our hope will not be in vain. Then we will not be ashamed.
因为所是给我们圣灵将神爱在我们心里，我们领受灵就是神的灵。
Because of the love of God has been poured out in our heart by the Holy Spirit, and this Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
神就爱。
And which is the love of God.
所以神就把这个爱浇灌我们心里面。
So Lord pour out in our heart His love.
让我们知道我们遇到苦难有神的旨意。
So we know that when we go through tribulation, it is indeed the will of God.
要我们的信仰能够长进。
So our faith can be uplifted.
这是神爱的一种表达方式。
This is one of the ways that God tried to manifest His love to us.
因为明白这个是神爱的一种表达方式，所以我们就有喜乐。
Since we understand this is one of the ways that God loves us, then we will be able to rejoice.
看耶利米书，哎，耶利米哀歌。
Let's
哀歌第三章。
Let's refer.
耶利米哀歌第三章二十二节。
Let's refer to Lamentations.
第三章。第三二十二节。
Chapter 3, verse 22. The book of Lamentations.
中文圣经九百六十四页。
Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22.
哀歌三章二十二节，我们不都消灭，是出于神诸般的慈爱。
Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because His compassion is gone.
怜悯不住断绝，这里谈到神有诸般的慈爱。
And the Lord, has mercies.
神的爱是多方面的表现出来的。
The love of the Lord has been manifested in various ways.
好像孩子有什么事情向父母要求。
Just like a child has request from his parents,
马上给他。
Sometimes the parents will grant his request.
因为这个有时间限制，不马上给他就来不及。
There's a timing issue that it has to be materialized.
有时候慢一点给他，因为父母考虑慢一点来更好。
Sometimes the parents will consider for a longer period of time.
有时候不给他，因为父母有经验，知道这个给他对他没有益处。
Sometimes the parent does not grant the request since it will not benefit the children.
这都是父母对爱的很多不同的表达方式。
So parents have different ways to show their love to the children.
我们的神也是这样来用各种方法来表达他爱。
By the same token, God uses different ways God uses various ways to show His love.
那因为我们了解这个出于神的爱，所以我们就有喜乐。
Since we understand this is the love of God, we will rejoice.
一个信主人如果一辈子肉体都很平安过去，
if a Christian believer always live in a smooth situation,
信心没有经过考验，
his faith has never been tested.
他的灵性就很难成长。
And his spirituality cannot be uplifted nor making any progress.
温室里培养出来的培养的花木，生命是很脆弱的，经不起考验。
So if a plant grows in the greenhouse, he will not go through any tribulations.
因为他得到太多的照顾。
Because has been taken care too much.
野生的花木生命很坚强，因为他从一出生开始就受了好多的考验。
But a wildflower goes through all kinds of environments, all kinds of weathers, and it will be able to stand first.
有一句话说，风不摇，树不老，风一摇，树一老，就是说，树木在扎根的时候，遇到小石子，遇到土都比较硬的时候，没办法扎根，风一吹，树都摇，根部也摇，小石子移开了，土植物更松懈了，就会扎根。
So in a very awkward situation, the plant will be deeply rooted. So more the wind blows and the tree will be shaken.
高山上的树木或者海边的树木根都扎得很深。
But the tree is deeply rooted like a tree on a cliff or by the ocean.
因为山上海边的风很强，所以它需要扎根更深才能够站得住。
Since the wind by the ocean or on the cliff is more severe, therefore the tree has to be deeply rooted.
患难可以让我们的灵性更加成熟。
Tribulation can uplift our faith into a more maturity stage.
就是神一种爱的表达方式。
This is one of the ways that God manifests His love.
根据这个理由，我们遇到患难也是欢欢喜喜。
So that's the reason why even when we encounter tribulation, we can still rejoice.
一个信徒信心有没有成熟？
Whether a believer has mature faith.
有没有清楚明白神的爱？
Whether he truly understands the love of God.
就看他对这个患难反应是什么。
It's up to his reaction when he faces the tribulation.
遇到患难感觉很痛苦，很难承担。
When a person feels very sorrowful when encounters tribulation, then he is still very weak in faith.
如果信心坚强, 灵性成熟人, 遇到苦难,
if he has a very mature faith, then he can still rejoice in tribulation.
第六节到十一节书, 第二段, verse 6
to 11 of chapter 5 is section 2, which describes how they love how Christ manifests the love of God.
第一小段是基督舍命显明神爱, 从六节到第八节。
From verse 6 to verse 8 is the first subsection.
第六节说我们还软弱时候，基督就按所定律为罪人死。软弱时候，所以我们还在最终不能胜过罪的要求的时候。
It says in verse 6, for when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly.
在罗马书七章，保罗说，他想行善全部都改变恶，没有办法改变，就是软弱的时候。
In chapter 7, Paul mentioned about he is trying to be strong, but he is unable to do so.
我们信主前有一些软弱坏习惯没有办法改变，在这个时候，耶稣已经替我们舍命了。
Prior to our conversion, we still where we have some weaknesses or shortcomings. However, through Jesus Christ, we were all cleansed and removed.
耶稣舍命成了救恩，有神预定的时候，这个时候到了，他就为我们舍命。神所做的事情都有预定的时候。
So, in due time, when it is time, Christ would die for us.
第七节说，为一人死很少有。 为人死或者有感作，就是说人都很珍惜自己的生命。
Verse 7 says that most people treasures his life.
别人为我们舍命，我们很感激；要我们为别人舍命，考虑很久，不能下决定。
It's very hard for us to decide to die for someone else.
但是巴迪说，唯有基督在我们还做罪的时候为人死，神的爱就这样向我们显明。基督的爱是出于我们意外的。
But God demonstrates His own love towards us in that we were still sinners. Christ died for us. It is actually beyond our expectation. Christ did not die for the righteous, for the righteous man. And He doesn't die for everyone. He only died for sinners.
为义人死,
To die for a righteous man, that is a price. But die for a sinner, it has no value.
但也是为罪人死,
but Christ died for the sinners. And he was crucified on the cross and suffered the pain on the cross. And to this kind of death has no value.
一般人所不愿意做的,
many people are reluctant to do so. Jesus has accomplished
it.
This is how the love of Christ is manifested.
有一个慕道者提出来教会,
there is a first time truth seeker coming to the church.
听到主一节圣经的解释说，他很受感动。
He was touched by this verse.
他耶稣是神。
Jesus Christ is God.
耶稣如果不是神，这种爱世界上找不到。
Was not God. It's very hard to find this kind of love on earth.
他为罪人舍命，而且死得很痛苦。
He sacrificed for all sinners, and he went through a lot of pain and suffering.
因为有神这么大的爱临到我们的身上，我们才得到他的救恩。
It is because of the great love of God coming to us, then we can have salvation.
第九节的十五节是第六小段，基督舍命复活的果效。
Verse 9 to 11 is the second subsections, the effects of Christ's resurrection.
这个果效跟第九节说，我们被称义了，我们各免掉神的愤怒。
Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
看第九节,
let's read verse 9 again.
现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。我们现在 受洗罪得赦免，就耶稣血洗了我们的罪，我们又被称义。
And after water baptisms, we were cleansed by His blood, and now we are justified.
信主前我们是罪人。
Prior to conversion, we were sinners.
因为是罪人，所以神的愤怒在我们的身上。
Since we were still sinners, therefore the wrath of God was on us.
那受洗后已经改变身份，从罪人变成义人。
And after water baptisms, our status was changed from sinners to a righteous man.
所以我们可以免掉神的愤怒。
Therefore, we shall be saved from wrath.
第十节，耶稣舍命呢，复活的果效，就是跟神和好，而且让我们可以得救。
The second effect is much more having been reconciled.
第十节啊
，verse ten.
因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死，都与神和好，既已和好，就跟应当生得救。这里谈到。借着耶稣的舍命，我们跟神和好了。
So through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and we are reconciled.
做仇的时候说，俺们信耶稣之前，活在罪恶当中，成为神的仇敌。
Prior to our conversions, we were enemies.
但因为耶稣舍命，我们受洗罪的时候，我们就不再做神仇敌，而跟神和好了。
And after our baptisms.Through Jesus Christ, we are reconciled with God. We are no longer His enemies.
跟神为敌，当然就不平安。
Of course, if we are enemies of God, and we will have no peace.
跟神和好以后就有平安。
And after we are reconciled, we shall have peace.
既和好，就更要因为他的生得救。这个生，英文生的翻成生命。这个生命就是复活的生命。
And we shall be saved by His life. And this life.Is the life of resurrection.
因为前面讲死，所以这个生就是复活的生命。
And since death is mentioned in the previous verses, and here life refers to the life of resurrection.
因为耶稣复活生命，我们可以得救。
And since we have the life of resurrection through Christ, then we can be saved.
耶稣如果没有复活，他不是救主。
If Jesus Christ hadn't been resurrected, he was not.A savior.
信他也不能得救。
And even if we believe in him, we cannot be saved.
那因为他已经复活了。
Since Jesus Christ has resurrected.
所以借着他复活的生命，我们可以得救。
And we can be saved by his life.
十一节是耶稣舍命复活的果效啊，其还最后一个就是让我们得到喜乐。
And this is the third effect, which is that we can receive.The joy.
看十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
不但如此，我们既借着我主耶稣基督都与神和好，也就借着他与神为乐啊。借着耶稣基督的救恩，我们不但跟他和好，我们又与他为以神为乐。
Through Jesus Christ, not only we have a resurrection, we have now received the reconciliation.
看使徒行传十六章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 16.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
使徒行传十六章三十四节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 34.
于是进主领他们上主的家里去，给他们摆上饭，他和全家因为信了神，都很喜乐。这边谈到进主全家信了神，全家都很喜乐。
The entire family of the jailer were baptized, so they rejoiced.
这种喜乐是属灵的喜乐。
And this is the spiritual joy.
很多人信了主以后就有这个喜乐。
Many people enjoy this kind of spiritual joy.
肉体上的快乐会受环境影响。
The physical joy, physical happiness, can be affected by the environment.
环境好就快乐，环境不好就没有快乐。
If a person lives in a good environment, he will have happiness.
但属灵喜乐是不受环境影响的。
But the spiritual joy is not affected by the environment.
环境好不好？说不重要。
The environment is insignificant.
信仰可贵的地方是环境不好还有喜乐，这才可贵。
The most precious of faith is a person can still rejoice in adversity.
因为信主以后，我们每天活在盼望当中。
After being baptized, we live in hope daily.
就是遇到患难还是有盼望。
Even when we still have hope.
所以我们充满喜乐。
Therefore, we are full of hope.
那这个十二节到十六节是第三段，罪和死由亚当来。
Verse 12 to verse 14 is the third section. Both the sin and death are from Adam.
第一小段是十二节，罪和死就从一人进到数界。
The first subsection is sin and death. Sin and death are through one man.
这里说 罪从一个人进到数罪，这个一个人是亚当，亚当犯罪就把罪带到数罪来。
Therefore, just through one man sin entered the world, and this one man refers to Adam.
这个是原罪的根据。
And this is the source of the original sin.
属有就从罪来，于是属了灵的众人，因为众人都犯了罪啊，大家都有罪，所以属了灵到众人。
And that through sin and thus death spread to all men because all are sinned.
犯了罪就有犯罪的行为。
Once the person can commit the sin, and he will have the end result.
就叫本罪。
And this is the sin that committed by the person.
神有原罪才有本罪。
So a person has the original sin and also the sin he committed.
本罪跟原罪有关系的。
So the original sin and the sin the person committed are related to each other.
亚当犯罪以后，把罪带到世界来。
And after Adam committed sin, and through him, sin entered the world.
我们就承担亚当的罪，这个叫我们叫原罪。
And then we inherit the original sin from Adam.
在诗篇五十一篇第五节，大卫说：“我在母亲肚里已经有罪。”这个母亲肚里里面罪就是原罪。
Even David mentioned in Psalm 51, verse 5, whilst I'm in the I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me.
那亚当的祖宗不但有原罪，还有本罪。
Therefore, the descendants of Adam not only having the original sin, but they also have the sin committed by themselves.
本罪包括思想的过犯、言语的过犯、行为的过犯。
It also included your actions, your words, and etc.
也包括信仰的过犯。
And also the transgression you committed in your faith.
应当敬拜造物主。没有去 拜他，或者是拜偶像，或者无神论，都一种信仰的罪。
If a person should worship God, and yet he turned to idols or other religious beliefs, is considered sin.
每个人都有罪。
So everyone is sinned.
俗称结束第六小段，罪的律早已经在树上了。
The verse 13 is the second subject.Subsection, for until the law sin was in the world.
在罗马书常常提到罪这个名词。
In the epistle to the Romans, we can always find the word sin.
它有些不同的含义。
But it has different meanings.
有时候讲罪的行为。
It sometimes refers to the sinful action or behavior.
有时候讲罪的思想。
Sometimes it refers to the sin of thought.
有时候讲罪的律，律就是法律，罪的法律。
Sometimes it refers to the law sin.
法律是有约束人行为力量的。
The law could restrict the action of a person.
所以罪的力就是罪的力量。
The law sin, that means the power of sin.
看十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
没有律法诸身，罪已经在树上；但没有律法，罪也不算罪。这里所谈到没有律法诸身是什么
？What does it mean?For sin is not imputed when there's no law.
我们通常讲律法是从摩西来。
We always refer to Moses as the beginning, as the source of law.
因为圣经说摩西律法从摩西来，恩典真理从耶稣来。
Because the Bible says that the law is from Moses, but the grace and mercy are from Jesus.
但保罗是追究他的更早的渊源，不是从摩西开始，是从伊甸里面已经有律法了。
But Paul tried to trace the beginning of sin, which occurred in the Garden of Eden.
没有律法诸先，就是说神还没对亚当说，你不能吃善的果诸前。
This means that before God told Adam to refrain from eating the fruit of good and evil.
罪已经在树上，就是罪的律已经存在了。
And the law sin was in the world.
但没有律法，罪不算罪。
But sin is not imputed when there's no law.
因为律法是判罪的依据。
The law is the base of verdict.
所以没有立法之前，你去做不对的事情也不算罪，因为没有判罪的依据。
Without the law, if you commit sin, it's not considered as sin.
神还没对亚当说不能吃善恶果之前，他就吃了不算罪。
So if Adam consumed the fruit prior to the commandment of God, that is not considered as sin.
那神对亚当说你不能吃善恶果，你吃那天必定死，就已经有律法。
When God commanded Adam not to eat the forbidden fruit And that is the establishment of law.
啊，有律法之后，他去吃了，就要灭亡。
So after the law was instituted, then he consumed the fruit, he will be perished.
所以这里的罪就是做罪的律。
And here it refers to the law sin.
没有律法之前，这个罪的律已经存在了。
Even prior to the law sin.The law sin is there.
但因为没有律法，罪不算罪。
If without the law, the sin is not considered sin.
所以罪的律不必活动。
And the law sin is not activated.
等到有律法之后。
And until the law is instituted.
就是神对亚当说不能吃善的果，有这个律法之后。
When the law, when God commanded Adam not to consume the forbidden fruit.
已经有判罪依据。
And that is the source of sentence, of condemnation. Then the law of sin started to be activated. Let's refer to Romans chapter 7, verse 9.
我以前没有律法是活着的，但是诫命来到，罪又活了，我就死了。保罗说，以前没有律法，那个时候他是活着的。
I was alive once without the law.
犹太人十二岁开始受律法教导。
At the age of 12, a Jewish will be taught the law,
成为律法的儿子,
and they will become the son of law.
没有律法之前就是十二岁之前,
prior to the age of 12,
保罗他是活着的,
and Paul said that he was alive.
因为还不懂律法，没有判罪的依据,
since he was very very ignorant from the law.
但是诫命来到就十二岁开始受律法教导，就诫命已经来了.
But since the age of 12, and he learned the law, then the commandment came.
罪又活了.
And sin revived.
这个罪是罪的律开始活动了.
And the sin law was activated.
我就死了.
And I died.
因为我违背律法.
And since I disobeyed the law.
所以十二岁之前.
So prior to the age of 12.
因为不懂律法.
Since he was ignorant in law.
神没有判罪的依据.
And there was no sentence.
所以罪的律.
There's no condemnation.
罪的律不必活动.
And the sin law was not activated, was not executed.
所以他活得很好.
So he can live in a good life.
等到十二岁开始立法来教导.
But since the age of 12, he began to learn the law.
神有判.
That is the base of condemnation.
罪的律开始活动.
And the sin law was activated.
啊，如果去违背律法，就要灭亡。
So the violation of the law will result perishment.
看回来罗马书第五章.
Let's refer to Romans chapter 5.
第十四节
，verse 14，
十六节是第三小段，死早已作王。
Which is the third subsection？
啊，死早已作王。
Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam。
然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王。这里说，亚当的摩西死就做了王。
And nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses。
一般的说法，律法从摩西来。
But the general saying is law was from Moses.
违背摩西律法就要被判死刑。
The violation of Mosaic law will be condemned, will be sentenced to death.
死就作王来辖住人。
Therefore, death reigned. Therefore, death reigned.
但保罗书早讲得更严。
But Paul tried to trace even further.
不是摩西以后才立法。
The law is not from Moses.
所以不是摩西以后死在作王。
It's not since Moses death reigned.
从亚当开始死就作王。
Actually, from Adam death reigned.
因为亚当在一点有律法。
During the time of Adam, there was a law.
神说你世上必定死。
When God told Adam that you shall surely die.
觉得为后果。
And this is the result of the violation of commandments.
后来他违背这个律法。
And Adam indeed disobeyed the commandment.
就被赶到伊甸园。
And he was cast out of the Garden of Eden.
虽然肉体活着，可是已经没有属灵生命了。
Although physically he was still alive, yet he has no spiritual life. He lost his spiritual life.
保罗没有说这个摩西以后死了作王。
Paul didn't say that after Moses dead reigned.
他从摩西开始死了作王。
And
从亚当开始死了作王。
Actually, since Adam death reigned.
那这里说亚当的摩西死作王，不等于说摩西又死不作王。
It doesn't mean that during the time that death did not reign.
摩西有他的律法。
Moses has his law.
所以摩西又死作王，谁都知道。摩西以后死作王，谁都知道了。
Since Moses did reign, everybody knew about this.
这个书提醒犹太人，你不要以为摩西有律法以后死在作王，更早之前， 伊甸已经有律法了，那时候使徒作王，这个提醒犹太人要有这个观念。
So Paul tried to remind the Jews that death reigned actually before Moses, since the time of Adam.
连那些不亚当一样犯一样罪过，也在了权下，没有跟亚当一样罪过。亚当以后的人，没有一个人受伤的过啊。
Even over those who had not sinned according to the like of transgression of Adam, after Adam, nobody ate the fruit of good and evil.
我们没有跟亚当一样出生的果，没有跟他一样罪过，也是在属的权下。
Even we did not eat the forbidden fruit, we were still ruined by death.
因为亚当把最大的赎罪来。
And since Adam, through him, death came to the world.
我们从有罪的人。
And we are all sinners.
所以大卫说，在我们都是已经有罪了。
Therefore, David mentioned about in sin my mother conceived.
罪的工价是死亡。
Therefore, the price of sin is death.
所以在母亲都已经死掉了。
In the womb of a mother, the baby is dead.
没有属灵生命。
He has no spiritual life.
因为主一样说，没有跟亚当犯一样罪的，包括婴孩也是在属灵权下。
So those who does not commit the same sin as Adam is still in death.
亚当乃是以后要来那个人的意象。
Adam is a prefiguration of the one is coming later.
追记就是第四小段神救赎的计划。
And the second portion of verse 14, who is a type of him who was to come?Is God's plan of salvation.
神不是等到亚当犯罪再考虑怎么救人。
God did not plan the salvation after Adam had committed sins.
亚当没有被他诛前，神已经晓得犯罪。
It went prior to committing sin, God had known that Adam was to commit sin.
神知道他会犯罪，不是神要他犯罪。
God did not purposely make Adam to commit sins.
如果神要他犯罪，人就没有选择。
If God made Adam to commit sins, then man has no choice, no options.
没有自由意志。
Man would not have a free will.
就不必为自己先为负责任。
And he doesn't have to be responsible for his deeds.
所以神晓得人犯罪。
God knows that man will commit sins.
不是神要他犯罪。
God didn't purposely make man to commit sins.
神对亚当说，什么你都可以吃。
God commanded Adam that you can eat anything in the Garden of Eden.
神给了自由意志。
God gave him a free will.
神给人可以自由选择。
God gave man a lot of choices and options.
然后说这个山的果你不能吃。
Except the forbidden fruit.
所以神给了自由是有限制的。
So God gave a limit to the give a limited freedom to man.
有限制的自由才是真正自由。
啊？
有限制自由才是真正自由。有限制的自由才是真正自由。
Therefore, unlimited freedom is a real freedom.
没有限制自由就是放纵。
And unlimited freedom or liberty is considered as indulgence.
好像自由国家人民可以享受法律给他自由。
In a free country, man can enjoy what they are bestowed upon.
但法律上规定很多事你不能去做。
But there are a lot of restrictions in the law that man cannot violate.
这个是有限制的自由。
So this is considered as a limited freedom.
如果没有限制自由，那就变成放纵，社会就乱。
If without the limited freedom, and the society will be in chaos.
公路谁都可以开车。
Everybody can drive on the road.
但它有交通规则。
But they have to follow the traffic rules.
我们自由是有限制的。
Therefore, we have limited freedom.
神对亚当说，你吃了必定死。
By the same token, God told Adam that once you eat the forbidden fruit, you shall surely die.
恶用这个意志的后果就是要受处罚。
So if you abuse your freedom, you will be penalized.
那神是永远的现在，他没有过去未来分别。
God is omnipresent, so he doesn't have a past, but it's a future.
因为神没有过去未来分别。
Since God is omnipresent.
以做历史的演变跟他结局。
The entire progress of the universe.
个人的命运或是国家的命运，它的演变的过程跟结局，神早都看见了。
God knows the fate of a person, and God knows the entire progress. God knows the rise and the fall of all countries.
所以亚当没有被召诸神，神已经看见他犯罪的场面。
Prior to Adam committing sins, God has known that what will be the end result.
因此这里说， 亚当又要来那个人预定的形象。
Therefore, as we just read in verse 14, who is a type of him who was to come?
以后要来那个人是耶稣。
And this person refers to Jesus Christ.
意象中预定的形象。
And this prefigure his image.
亚当先被造，数天以后耶稣才出生。
Adam was created first, and 4 days later, Jesus was born.
但耶稣没有亚当还没有被他主宰，神预定耶稣要成为救主来。
Prior to the creation of Adam, God has already predetermined the coming of Jesus Christ.
那耶稣形象跟亚当一样。耶稣形象跟亚当一样。
The image of Jesus is the same as Adam.
所以才说亚当以后要来那个人预定的形象。
Therefore, the Bible says that who's the type of him who was to come.
看哥林前的第十五章。
Let's refer to 1 Corinthians.
十五节，哥林的前书十五章十五节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 15.
这里说有两个亚当。
It says here that there were two Adams.
一个是首先的人亚当。
Is the first Adam.
他成有灵的活人。
He's a living being.
但后来因为患者变成有灵的属人。没有属灵生命。
哥林多前书十五
十五章四十五节。
四十五节哈。Verse 45. That first man Adam became a living being.
后末亚当就讲基督成为叫人活的灵。
The last Adam became a life giving spirit.
第一个亚当有灵活人，患者变成有灵的属人。
The first man Adam became a living being. Now he's become a living dead.
但末了亚当耶稣跟他不一样。
But the last Adam is very different.
成为叫人活的灵。
Became a life-giving spirit.
所以亚当祖孙因为有罪都成了属人。
And the descendants of Adam become living dead.
但耶稣成了救主，要叫他们都得到生命。
But Jesus Christ, the Savior, become a life-giving spirit.
这个耶稣要降生为人的目的。
This is the purpose of Jesus Christ coming to earth as a man.
第一书段是十五节到十九节。
The first portion is from verse 15 to 19.
这里提到亚当对人的影响，还有基督对人的影响完全相反。
And it make a contrast between the effects of Adam to man and then the effect of Jesus Christ to human beings.
亚当对人的影响是叫人被定罪，叫人死亡。
And the effects of Adam to man is bringing a judgment and death.
看十六十
and condemnation.
先看十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
十五节，主是过犯不如恩数，若因一人过犯，众人都死了，何况神的恩典？以那因耶稣基督一人恩典中的赏赐，岂不更加倍临到众人吗？这里谈到过犯不如恩数，这个恩数不是一边干的恩数，这里恩数是讲下面所谈到我们要信耶稣被称义要得永生那种恩数。
But the free grace is not like the offense. In here, it refers to the salvation.
因为恩数就是被称义，就是要得永生，当然比过犯更好啊。
Of course, a gift is going to be justified, is going to receive salvation. It is far better than the offense.
若因一人过犯，就亚当的过犯，大家都死了，因为他把罪带来赎罪，也把死亡带来赎罪来。
For if by one man's offense many died,
何况神的恩典，以那因耶稣一人在恩典更加被临到众人吗？因为一个人的过犯，大家都有罪，都死了。
It's because one man's offense, so all of us are dead.
那耶稣基督一个人，他成全了这个救恩，我们就会得到神更多的恩典。
But much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man Jesus Christ abundant to many.
那亚当对人的影响，第一个就是叫我们被定罪。
So the influence of Adam to us is we are all condemned.
看十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
因一人犯罪就定罪，因亚当一个的犯罪，我们就被定罪。
For the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation.
再看十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
如主说来，因一处的过犯，众人都被定罪。因一处的义行，众人都被称啊。这里讲到我们因为亚当犯罪都被定罪了。
And now it says that because of Adam, we are all condemned.
那罪的结果是死亡。
And therefore the price the price of sin is death.
所以亚当也把死亡带到世界来。
And Adam also brought sin to the world.
看十五节。
Let's read verse 15 again.
主是灌布的恩数，作为一人过万，众人都数了。这里说，因为一个人过万，大家都数了，就把这个罪带了数了，也把死亡带了数进来。
So Adam brought sins and death to the world.
十七节，因为一人过万，数就因为这一个人做了王啊。亚当有个犯罪，有过万，就把死带了数进来，让这个死亡因为亚当一个人做王来辖制我们。
And by the one man's offense, death ruled over us.
那基督对我们的影响是完全相反。
But the influence of Jesus Christ, the effect of Jesus Christ is very, very different.
亚当叫我们被定罪，基督叫我们被称义。
Adam made us to be condemned, and Christ made us to be justified.
亚当叫我们死，也就叫我们得生命。
And Adam made us to die, and Jesus Christ gave us life.
看十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
十五节就谈到我们因耶稣基督可以被称义。
And through Jesus Christ, we can be justified.
十六节，十六节说我们因为耶稣基督一个人可以被称义。
Through Jesus Christ, we can be justified.
十八节说，因为耶稣一个人的义行，我们被称为得生命。
Through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men.
十九节也说，我们因为耶稣一个人的顺从得到义。
And also by one man's obedience, we will be made righteous.
那称义的结果就是得生命。
And once is justified, one is justified, he will indeed receive life.
十八节都提到这个生命。
And in verse 7, both 17 and 18 mentions about life.
十七节说，因为耶稣基督给我们带来神的恩典，被称义，所以因为耶稣一个人，我们在生命中作王，本来是死亡作王，现在是生命作王了。
Originally, death ruled over, and now, through Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ reigns in life.
书巴这里说，因为一处的异形，耶稣定说一处而已，因为这个异形，我们都被称为得到生命。
Again, in verse 18, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life.
立法给人晓得什么的罪。
The law make one know, makes one feeling guilty.
但立法不能帮助人脱离罪。
But the law cannot save a person from sin.
还要定人为罪。
And he will condemn.
那神说立法不是多余的吗？
Instead, the law has the law become unnecessary?
不是害人的吗？
And in would the law actually harm a person?
不是这样啊。
It is not so.
立法是引导我们到基督那边的。
The law will guide us to the front of Jesus.
立法给你写了什么叫罪？
The law make us to know what is sin.
因为我们被罪的力控制，没有办法去行立法。
Since we are controlled by the sin law, therefore we are not able to break through.
所以要被定罪。
Therefore we will be condemned.
结果要灭亡。
And we will be perished.
那就没有路走了。
Then we are in the dead end street.
只剩一条路。
And there's only one way.
就信耶稣。
To believe in Jesus.
没有别的路。
And there's no other way.
所以我们的软弱没办法去表现，去满足你的要求。
And so therefore our deeds cannot satisfy God.
还要灭亡。
And we will be perished.
所以就逼我们去找耶稣。
And therefore we are forced to look for Jesus.
因为没有别的路啊。
There's no other way.
好像亚当犯了罪。
Just like Adam had committed sin.
就拿无果树叶编着裙子来穿。
And they, he used the fig leaves to cover his body.
无果树叶太阳一晒，风一吹就枯干了。
The fig leaves withered very easily.
然后神就拿皮给他穿。
Then the Lord used the animal skin to make clothes for Adam.
如果开始神就拿皮给他穿，大概不喜欢穿。
If in the beginning God used the animal skin to make clothes for Adam, he may not like to wear it.
皮做衣服硬硬的，不好穿。
Since the animal leather was so stiff and was very uncomfortable to wear.
树叶编的裙子穿着很凉快，很舒服。
The leaf made cloth was very easy to wear and very feeling very comfortable.
所以神不先拿皮给他穿，他要等他是无花果树不能遮掩他的羞耻时候，神才拿皮出来。
So God wait until the fig leaf withered, then he used the leather.
皮会经历考验，太阳晒风吹不会枯干。
So the leather cloth will be able to stand.
为了做皮给亚当下穿，他必须要杀掉一头牲畜。
In order to make a leather cloth, God has to slaughter an animal.
给他流血。
And to shed the blood.
给他牺牲生命。
And to sacrifice his life.
剥了他的皮。
And then to peel off the skin.
才能够给亚当的皮穿。
And Lord then will make that we then make a leather cloth for Adam.
这个是一表基督救恩。
And this prefigures the salvation of Jesus Christ.
加拉太第三章。
Let's refer to Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章。
The epistle to the Galatians chapter 3.
27节。
Verse 27.
加拉太三章27节。你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督。这里谈到受洗归入基督是披戴基督。
And those who are baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
啊，披戴基督就把基督当一件衣服穿在身上。
Put on Christ means to wear Jesus like a cloth, like a cloth.
啊，亚当因为犯罪，无花果树不能遮掩他的羞辱，所以皮。才可以遮掩他的羞辱。
And after Adam committed sins, the fig leaf cloth could not cover up his shame. Only the leather cloth could cover up his shame.
我们人不管有什么好行为
，It doesn't matter what kind of good deeds we have.
当神要审判时候
during the God's judgment,
他都经不起考验的。
He will not be able to stand for the trial.
我们看以赛亚64章
，Let's refer to the book of Isaiah
第六节。
Chapter 64.
64章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 64.
我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服，我们都像业主渐渐枯干，我们的罪孽好像风把门吹去。这里谈到我们的所有的好行为，好像污秽的衣服，在神看来都还不及格，不完全。我们都像业主要渐渐枯干的。
And here it mentions that we are all like an unclean things. So we are all like filthy rags, and we are all fade as a leaf.
亚当用树叶做成的穿，太阳一晒，风一吹就枯干了，派不上用场。
Adam used leaves to make clothes. He will not be able to stand.
所以想靠律法成义，结果受经不起考验。
So a person try to based on the law to be justified.And you will not be able to stand.
很多不信主的，我们传给他时候，他都凭良心行善就好，什么重担都不需要。
When we preach to many of the non-believers, they claim that I do things with my own conscience.
犹太人想靠律法来被神称义。
Even Jews try to be justified by law.
这个都一样的心态。
And this is the same attitude.
所以神要先让亚伯兰经过了树叶不能遮掩身体羞耻的失败以后，才提出的方法。
So God firstly led Adam to go through the using leaf cloth. Then God gave him the leather cloth.
从摩西到耶稣经过了1500年。
From Moses to the time Jesus, 1500 years had passed.
犹太一直在守律法。
And the Jewish always kept the law,
想靠律法称义
and they want to be justified by law.
保罗是一个代表人物
and Paul is a typical person.
他都想行善行不出来
and he tried to practice the law, yet he failed.
想改变恶不能改变
and he tried to remove the sin, but he was impossible to do so.
因为罪的力量控制他
because he was controlled by the power of sin.
后来耶稣选召他
and later he was chosen by Jesus Christ.
他才知道信耶稣受洗最得赦免。
Then he learned the truth about being baptized.
被称义。
And to be justified.
主要做一受洗，罪人就变成义人的身份。
And once a sinner was baptized, and his status was changed to a righteous man.
圣灵充满改变的不好行为。
And he was filled by the Holy Spirit to remove all of his bad deeds.
他可以满足了要求。
Then he will, satisfy God's requirements.
因为保罗有这样守律法不能守完全的这种痛苦的经验。
Since Paul has such a painful experience not to be able to observe the law completely.
后来信耶稣才知道要满足律法要走，原来这么简单。
Later on, he realized that it's so easy to keep God's law.
所以他就一直主张因信称义。
So therefore, he focused upon being justified by faith.
因律法称义这个路是走不通的。
And to be justified by law is impossible.
人想靠行善来让神满足，这个路也是走不通的。
Man cannot use good deeds to satisfy God.
像无花果树的经不起考验的。
Just like the fig tree, like the fig tree leaf cannot stand for any kind of trial or test.
所以律法的终极目的是引我们到耶稣那边。
So the main purpose of law is bringing us to see Jesus.
罗马书第五章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 5 again.
25节到21节。
Verse 20 and 21.
律法本是外天的，叫过犯显多。为什么说律法是外天呢？
Why the law?
神还没有对亚当说不能吃善果之前是没有律法的。
So prior to consuming the forbidden fruit, there's no law.
以后才有这个律法。
And then the law came upon.
而且律法是越来越多。
There are more and more articles instituted.
律法多，过犯也就多。
Moreover, the law moreover and law entered that offense might abound.
好像很多国家。刚刚开始的时候，社会比较单纯。
Just like in many countries, where they were firstly established, the society was very simple.
人类比较善良。
The men, there are more good men.
所以法律的规定不很多。
So the law, there are very few, the laws are less.
但社会越来越复杂。
But when the society becomes more contributed, more complicated,
人类心越来越败坏。
And the men are more corrupted.
法律越定越多。
Then there are more articles added to the law.
没有这个法律之前。
And prior to the establishment of law,
你去做不该做的事就没有也没有罪，因为没有立法定你的罪。
If you commit any crime, you condemn, since there's no law against it.
但有了法律之后，你去违背就被定罪。
And after the law is established, then you commit crimes or sin, and you will be condemned.
所以法律越多，罪就更多。
So moreover, the law, that the offense might abound.
那法律越多，罪更多，是不是不如没有法律呢？
And when sin abound, grace abound much more. Doesn't mean that it's better not to have any law.
那都更糟糕。
And that's even worse.
有法律，还有人敢犯法。
Even there's a law, men still try to violate the law.
没有法律，不如天下大乱。
And if without law, then the whole country will be in chaos.
所以虽然法律不能减少犯罪的案件。
Although the law cannot reduce the sin or the crime,
至少可以有一点约束力，让它不太嚣张。
But it has power to try to restrict the criminals.
然后说，只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显更显。
But when sin abound, the grace abound much more.
因为如果你罪很多，恩典不更多，临到你不能遮盖。
So if sin abound and yet the grace is not about them much more, then they will not be able to cover up the sin.
好像我们信主人，有的以前还没有信主，生活很败坏。
Just like some believers prior to his conversion, he lived in a very corruptible life.
什么坏事都敢做。
He did all kind of evil things.
后来他信主了。
And after he was converted,
神就更多恩典给他。
And God's grace, God's abundant grace, came upon him.
因为他的罪这么多，没有更多恩典给他，不能遮盖。
And if without the abundant grace, his sins will not be covered up.
21节
Verse 21.
就是罪作王叫人死，这里谈到罪作王辖住人，叫人要灭亡。
Again, it says that sin reigns in death. That means that it will result perishment.
那恩典借着义作王。
So grace might reign through righteousness.
耶稣基督对我们舍命是义的行为。
And to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, that means
我们受洗罪都是我们被称义。
So after we are baptized, we can be justified.
所以说恩典就借着义来作王的。
So as we just read, grace might reign through righteousness.
耶稣说生命做了王。
That means that eternal life reign over.
不是死亡作王。
It's not death.
也不是罪作王。
It's not sin.
这个是很大的转变。
This is the important change.
叫人因我们主耶稣基督得永生。
And through Jesus Christ, we have the eternal life.
所以律法的终极目的是逼我们去找耶稣。
Therefore, the purpose of law will bring us to believe in Jesus.
因为其他没有路走了。
Since we have no other way.
加拉太书24节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 24.
加拉太书第三章24节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 24.
这样立法是我们信门的师父引我们到基督那里，使我们因着称义。这里说立法是信门师父。
Therefore, the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ.
好像幼稚园的学生在幼稚园老师教导之下。
Just like the kindergarten students,
他明白做人的道理。
They know the important teachings, so, all the moral teachings.
幼稚园老师等于是信门师父，启蒙的师父。
The kindergarten teacher is like a beginner's tutor.
如果没有立法的规定，我们就不晓得什么事情可以做，什么不能够做。
If without the law, we do not know what to do and how to do.
但老师只能够给你晓得做人道理。
But a teacher can only give you the guidance.
他不能帮助改变你。
He cannot change you.
法律也给你晓得什么不能做，但它不能帮助你脱离这个错误的这个行为。
The law will also enable you to understand what is right or wrong, but it cannot remove your sins.
你明白要守律法。
You know that you should observe the law.
你明白无比留会必定罪。
You know that the violation of law will be condemned.
你也明白你软弱不能守律法。
You are weakness not be able to keep the law.
你一定灭亡。
And you will be perished.
没有路走了。
And you have no other choice.
所以逼你去找耶稣。
And it forces you to look for Jesus Christ.
只有在耶稣里面才能够解决的问题。
And only in Christ and the sin will be resolved.
所以保罗说，律法是我们的启蒙的师父。
So Paul says that the law was our tutor.
给我们明白做人道理。
And enable us to understand the basic moral teachings.
那么他的最后的任务，最后的任务是什么？
And what is the end result?
引我们到耶稣那边。
And to bring us to Christ.
所以我们因信称义。
Then that we might be justified by faith.
我常常感觉保罗写罗马书很有逻辑观念。
And I always feel that if, when Paul was writing the book of Romans, he has a logical thought.
他的理论没有漏洞，没有漏洞了。
You can find no fault in his logic.
他不但有学问，而且有神给的智慧。
Not only he's a learned person, but he also has the wisdom of God.
所以他讲的道理是条条有理。
And so he make all the sensible, he wrote everything sensibly.
他没有漏洞可以让你反驳他。
You cannot find any fault in his writings.
因为保罗信了耶稣以后。
And after Paul's conversion,
得到神给他的属灵智慧。
And he has a spiritual wisdom from God.
他回头去看旧约，一看就清楚。
When he tried to review the Old Testament laws, they all have become clearer to him.
然后就把他领悟的真理写出来。
And he wrote what he thoroughly understands.
所以我们读了罗马书以后，我们也可以得到保罗所读那样的启示，来明白神的旨意。
So after we have read through the epistle to the Romans, we can have the same revelation like Paul received from God.
我们可以得到保罗那样的智慧，能够思考神的话语。
We will also be able to have the same freedom like Paul to meditate the teaching of God.
能思考的人会想到别人没有想到的道理。
Those who can meditate will have the important thought than the others.
他把它讲出来写出来，可以启发别人头脑，让别人看见他想到他所想到的。
And so Paul has the wisdom, spiritual wisdom to write what has been revealed to him in order to guide the others.
能观察的人可以看到别人没有看到的。
And good observer will notice what the others do not see.
他把它写出来讲出来，可以让别人看见那所看见的。
So Paul will enable the others to see what they do not see.
他可以打开别人眼睛。
He can open the eyes of the others.
所以我们求神给我们智慧。
And to enhance our wisdom.
让我们能想到别人没有想到的。
So we can discover what the others have not discovered.
让我们能看见别人没有看见。
So we can see what the others do not see.
我们就可以引导别人也看见。我们所看见，给他们想到我们所想到的。
Then we can get the others, we can guide the others, to see what they do not see.
好，马达。
Let's make a silent prayer.
阿门。休息十分钟。
Let's take a 10-minute recess.